Good evening. Welcome to the Steve and I Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. We're going to try to make it better for you tonight. Tonight we welcome an R&B duo. Their name is Zen City. They are very talented. They have new music. They're going to join us, tell us everything about. Then at Hot Topics, we're breaking down everything everyone's talking about. So we have to talk about LSU basketball star Angel Reese. She's getting some negative feedback for taunting Iowa's Caitlin Clark for doing the same thing she did when she was taunting players during the games. We'll find out what people are saying about that. Then find out about this Dutch sperm donor. He's being accused of fathering 550 children, and now he's facing legal action. Hear more about that. And then Governor DeSantis of Florida, he signed a bill that will allow people who can legally own guns not to have to worry about a permit to carry. That means training and background checks will not be required to conceal a weapon in public. Then we have to talk about the indictment of Donald Trump. There's a lot going on in that case. Would you think he's going to be held accountable? We'll see. Listen, remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our official website, thestephenightshow.com. We're also on TikTok. Check us out. When we come back, question of the day and Hot Topics right back after this.
I said that you pass, she waiting, she checking, she looking, and she not know what they are talking. I told her that trouble, she causing the way that she rocking and shaking up too much. Only not far too matter, put it on me like she from Kakata. All the men is scatter, that all been it, I want you not track like. When you tie your lapa, and you wear your skin test, when you rocking your too much, bange, I want marry you. Chamu, I want take you. Anything you want, I give it to you. Take my name, my money, my car, my clothes, my everything, my everything. Oh, suffer, eh? I never suffer, eh? Suffer, eh? Hungry lion, they waiting, but I'm in it, they setting. Testing, they got it chasing, but the jupa she jacking. I never suffer, eh? Suffer, eh?
What play you non see funk get capping? Like I said before, hungry lion blocking. You leave it, another scam and we'll bop it. Grab it, squeeze it, we drop it. That it done, you will be trying how to catch it. You know you're missing a casa by Rebete. You fix it, old fly trying how to catch it. Then you won't speak serious now till they get. Pretty girl, let me take you out of dinner. I got a cheddar, forgive me, I was a sinner. Gonna be better from January down to December. Take trips, go to spas if you're in the winter. So sexy, gorgeous, and beautiful. Everything that we do is so memorable. I'm feeling you from your head down to your toes. Don't have to speak on it, I'm gonna show.
Suffer, I'm gonna 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 suffer, I'm g and it is setting. That's the nigga they chasing. But the chupa she jacking. Man get them on sapphire. Sapphire. Man get them on sapphire. Sapphire. Hungry lion they waiting. But I'm in it is setting. That's the nigga they chasing. But the chupa she jacking. Jacking.
Anytime she walking, yeah. The boy them be watching.
So the boy them be watching.
Anytime she walking, yeah. The boy them be jaking.
So the boy them be jaking.
Baby girl, you temptation. Anytime you turn girl, you confusion.
Fusion, yeah.
Baby girl, you temptation. Anytime you turn girl, you confusion.
Yeah.
Baby girl, you blow my mind. No way. Anytime you turn.
That's the nigga they chasing. But the chupa she jacking. Man get never suffer, suffer. Man get never suffer, suffer. I'm rely on the
waiting.
But I'm in the setting. That's the nigga
they chasing.
But
the
chupa she jacking.
Nothing more than a man. Yo, what's up? This is Daryl.
It's Rhea.
It's Paco.
It's Aja, and we're the Walls Group, and you're listening to the Stephen Knight Show.
Good evening. Welcome to the Stephen Knight Show. Hope you're having a great Monday. Tonight we have a very talented R&B duo who's joining us tonight, Zen City. They're a new group, and they have some great music. So we'll be talking to them later on in the show. Want to remind you all over social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and of course, our official website, thestephennightshow.com. Also follow us on TikTok. We have new merch. Check it out. It's everywhere. You might see something you like. Family, how y'all doing? Y'all good?
Blessed by the best.
Remember last week I was saying how great my Monday was? This one wasn't as great. This was more of a struggle, but we made it. We made it through. All right. So our question of the day is, what's a weird food combination you enjoy? Linnea.
I
know this is a hard one for me too.
I'm so greedy. I don't know. That is a good question. I have no idea because I know I done mixed some stuff together.
Right.
No, because I think that's normal. I was going to say peanut butter and cheese, but I think that's normal.
That is normal?
I think so.
No, not normal.
I've never heard of it.
Is that normal?
No.
Well, then peanut butter. I love peanut butter and like, you know how people do like celery or whatever?
Yeah.
I do peanut butter and cheese.
Mm. Interesting.
I love it.
What about you, Jigga?
I don't know if this is not normal, but I like to do macaroni and cheese with yams. And I like to do mashed potatoes with corn.
That's normal.
Yeah, I think
that's normal.
I do that. You do that, everybody do that at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, well, I was thinking.
Do they?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's like the staple. You gotta mix those. You can't have macaroni and cheese and not have some yams and be able to put them together. It's sweet and savory.
Exactly.
Okay.
I can't think of any. I didn't want to ask this question because I didn't even know. I can't think of anything. I'm sure I've thrown some together. I do know when I was in college, I didn't know how to cook at all. And I decided I wanted to teach myself. So I decided to make a casserole. And so the only meat I had was chicken and tuna. So I put that all in the casserole, right? And then I took it to work. And I would cook and want to take it to work. And so I was telling everybody I made casserole, for lunch. And the one, this older lady, she worked with, she said, what'd you use as the base? I said, the what? She said, oh, Lord. Well, it was funny because so we were eating it. And it was nasty. And I said, I was kind of panning the room as we eating. And this is one girl, it's not that bad with a little salt. She's tearing it up. It wasn't good. I can cook now, though.
But I think that I hate to say it, but that chicken tuna casserole is a white people thing, though.
Oh, well.
Yeah, like, they like making casseroles, like real crazy casseroles. I've seen it.
Yeah, they love a good casserole, but we love everybody.
You ain't had no base, so that thing was,
no, it was dry. But yeah, tweet us at home, let us know what's a weird food combination you enjoy. All right, well, congratulations to LSU. They won the women's championship last night, but of course, there was some controversy. So LSU basketball star Angel Reese, she's having to defend her taunting of Iowa's Caitlin Clark during the NCAA title game last night, and called out hypocrites who criticized her for doing the same taunt Clark had done in games prior. So the Tigers forward received widespread backlash for using WWE superstar John Cena's famous "You Can't See Me" gesture during LSU's 103-85 blowout victory at the American Airlines Center. Iowa's Clark had used the same hand gesture to taunt players in both Elite Eight and the Final Four. But while Clark was praised for the act, Reese was criticized for poor sportsmanship. She went on to say that critics are having characterized her as too hood, too ghetto for the taunt, but when other people do it, y'all have nothing to say. She said, all year I was critiqued about who I was. The narrative, I don't fit the narrative. I don't fit into the box y'all want me to be in. I'm too hood, I'm too ghetto. Y'all told me that all year, but other people do it, y'all don't say anything. Now Rishi transferred from Maryland LSU last May, added that Sunday's win was for girls who look like me, telling them to be unapologetically you. And that's what I did for tonight. It was bigger than me. Twitter's going to go on rage every time, and I'm happy. I feel like I've helped grown women's basketball this year. Now, Reese, I did have some supporters, including LeBron James and Shaquille O'Neal, who defended her. So Keith Olbermann, he was the one that called her an effing idiot when she made the gesture. Someone told, I think it was LeBron said, shut your dumb ass up. Leave her alone. And LeBron also shared Ryan Clark's message on Twitter saying, if you praise Caitlin Clark as competitive, fiery, and passionate for doing the You Can't See Me celebration, and you're criticizing Angel Reese for the same, we already know. Now, Sunday's victory for LSU's basketball team was the first title for them and the fourth for their coach, Kim Mulkey, who had previously won three titles at Baylor with Baylor. Before she joined LSU in 2021. So, you know, I saw this morning and it was like, Chike, I mean, they did the same gesture. But I love the way that she spoke up for herself. And why is it, let me ask, why is it that she's getting criticized and Caitlin's not?
You know.
You really asking me that? Are you really asking me that? You know why. You know why.
Right.
But my thing is this. With this whole social media thing, everyone feels like they need to respond to everything. If you're unapologetic about something, be unapologetic about it. Keep it moving. Don't even dignify it with any type of answer. Just keep it moving. If it's you and it's natural, let it rock.
Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Lanier?
So, in response to what TK just said, so LSU won, mm-hmm. and she was doing the press conference. That was, of course, the main question.
Mm-hmm.
So she answered, and she answered the way that she should have answered. I'm not even going to say all season. Since she came to LSU, it has been this narrative in regards to her, but not just her. Black women in basketball in general, especially in college ball, there has been this narrative that that they've run with when it comes to us. And Dawn Stanley just spoke about it because they talked about how her team is and how she is as a coach. First of all, I remember Dawn Stanley growing up.
Mm-hmm.
One of the women that I looked up to when I used to play ball. Dawn Stanley is one of the best female basketball players, period.
Thanks.
And she addressed some things at a press conference, and she basically said the same thing. Y'all create these narratives in the press, and what happens is y'all make us look a certain way, but then when other people do and say things, you don't say nothing. It's the same thing. And when Caitlin Clark did what she did, I'll give it to her. She was having a good season. She was having a good, especially during the playoffs.
Yeah.
She was knocking out at least like 40 points per game. And she was the first one to do it. And first of all, when you playing sports, everybody talks. That's what it is.
Yes.
That's how all games are played. Everybody talks smack. Yes. She was out there because she was feeling herself. She just knew that they was going to win. And when she did all that, and they right. Not one person, she's fiery. She's a competitor. Yep. She's raw. And then, when they was losing and they knew that the end of that game was coming, Angel Reese was like.
Right, put a ring on it.
She was ignoring her. Caitlin Clark was doing it. She was like, you can't see me, huh? And then she was like, and she went on to get a ring. Congratulations, boo. They played a hell of a five game, and they got that win. And it's historic. Let's put that in perspective. Yet again, with the thing of historic relating to Black folks, you got grown men telling her she's a piece of shit, she's an idiot. because of what she did, but the white girl did the same thing.
And Caitlyn's defense, she said that she didn't take offense to it. She said that's the part of the game. You know, she said I didn't. It wasn't disrespectful. You know,
you know what it was.
Right, right. Yeah, but they've been boosted up, Caitlyn. She was on a show. I watched CBS Mornings. They were interviewing there, and you know, she was the one they were looking to win, and it didn't go that way. And so now our sister's getting taunted. But I'm glad that she spoke out about it, and I've seen a lot of celebrities. Viola Davis posted something on her page. A lot of people posted on their page, you know, in support for her, which I'm glad she stuck up for herself. But the men's, their championship game is tonight. San Diego State places UConn. So good luck to both of them.
And we'll see. I lost the pool at work. All right.
All right, well, there's a Dutch sperm donor. He's accused of fathering 550 children. He's now facing legal action. According to Insider, the man is being sued to prevent him from continuing to donate his sperm, as well as address concerns regarding the increased possibility of accidental incest. His name is John Jacob Meyer, I think. He's the Dutch sperm donor. He reportedly is being sued by a mother of one of the children he fathered. Additionally, he's being sued by DonorKind. According to the outlet, the organization alleged that the man donated sperm to at least 13 clinics in the Netherlands. Furthermore, the organization reports that he continued to donate despite being placed on the Dutch donation blacklist in 2021. He reportedly did so by assuming an alias via social media to communicate with prospective parents. From there, the outlet alleges that he continued to donate his sperm abroad in countries including Denmark and Ukraine. According to the outlet, DonorKind guidelines maintain that sperm donors cannot father more than 25 children or impregnate more than 12 mothers. Additionally, the outlet reports that these guidelines exist to prevent inbreeding and incest. DonorKind alleges that he fathered 550 children. Furthermore, the organization explained that there is a significant psychological impact on children when they learn they have hundreds of half siblings. The organization's lawyer reportedly described his behavior as dangerous for the mental well-being of the health of the children. So the woman that's suing him, she's going by Eva, and she has one of his children that was born in 2018. He told her that he had only fathered 25 children, which obviously was a lie. And so she's doing this to protect her child and for allowing this to happen to other families, all these siblings walking around. Linnea, 550 children. What are your thoughts?
When you first started the story, I thought you said the nut donor. But anyway, I'm just trying to figure out how do you get on the do not give sperm list?
Right.
How do you get on the list like that?
Right.
And then how you get on the list and still manage to give up sperm? Because obviously they're not vetting the way that they're supposed to.
Right. I
mean, that is DNA. Are you guys not checking against records that you already have relating to this situation to match up, to make sure, especially if you have a list of do not get this sperm list? That is hilarious. There's a skit in there somewhere. There's a skit right. in there. But I don't, and even if he told you only 25, that made you feel good?
That's still a lot.
Go ahead and get his, and why, first of all, I don't even, based off of what I've seen of this type of thing, you're not even supposed to come in contact with the person that's donating.
Yeah, I thought I was anonymous. Yeah.
Like how, that's not even supposed to happen, but you did mention something about him online. And just randomly telling women, I'm going to give you my sperm. Like, they stupid for even going through all of this.
Right.
That's how bad you want a kid. You randomly, well, you might as well go and mess with a random dude and get pregnant versus the sperminator.
Yeah. Sperminator. GK. What do you
remember that movie? I can't remember the name of the film, but remember the film that I reviewed that time about the doctor that was going around inseminating like all of his clients? It's not much different than that. Like, it's abuse. That's basically what it is. Yeah. And did you say that man was a judge?
No.
Oh, okay. No. I think that some legal action needs to be made. Seriously. Because it's abuse.
And they have right to, for concern because, like you said, it could cause incest, inbreeding. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not knowing this is your sibling, you know.
And even on a normal basis, it's something about a radius in which you can do it. Like, because they don't want too many people in the same area to have an offspring from one particular donor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy. I
don't know how old he is because if this 550 number is right, he got to be up there in eight. Not like, you know, like old or whatever. But
he looked young. He looked young in the picture. He's
been doing this 550?
He looked young. Like when I saw the picture of him, he looked very young. And I mean, I would say like 30s. Here, is this a...
I wonder if this is a psychological condition in certain men that they feel like they need to father everyone.
I wouldn't want all that.
But you can create them, but you're not taking care of them.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's the regular dude in the street.
Right.
Exactly. That's in my life. Let's correct that, ma'am, Miss Ma'am. Not a regular dude in the street. Not a regular dude.
That's just a baby making dude in the street.
All right.
From around the way. That's Raekwon from around the way. He's got like 10 baby mamas and 12 kids. I don't.
His name can be Tyler too, not just Raekwon. His name can be Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler can do it too.
Tyler can. Well, I wasn't gonna say Tyler. I was gonna say Bobby.
Bobby.
I was
going to
say Bobby.
I can't find this picture.
Eduardo.
Yeah. Stop. Anybody.
Stop.
All right. Well, today, Florida Governor DeSantis, he signed a bill that will allow those who can legally own a gun to carry their weapon without a permit. According to AP News, this now means that training and background checks will not be required to carry a concealed weapon in public. The bill will officially go into effect July 1st. Now, with all the mass shootings, we have over 130 already, and this is April 3rd. Is this a smart thing to do, Chica?
To be quite honest, I want that man to govern himself out of the presidency. I want him to govern himself all the way in a hole and out of the presidency.
Yeah.
Lania knows I love the state of Florida aesthetically. Like, that was my spot. I went there on a regular basis. I don't know when the next time I'm going to go to Florida because it's getting crazy. It's getting crazy. I don't think that they want us there, period. Right? Yeah. That's just my belief. I don't think he wants us there, period. Between that and him also trying to protect that man.
Oh, yeah.
His decision making, I don't know what he's thinking. I don't know where he's going with this, but any cuckoo is going to have the ability to go pow pow.
Mm-hmm.
Cuckoos are always going pow pow now and anyway.
Yeah.
All you did was put a cherry on top of it and give them license to do it. So we're going to have shootouts at Walmart. We're going to be playing Long Ranger on the highway. You know, this is the type of situations we're going to incur. An old game of Stagecoach. You're going to be in your car. I'm going to be in my car. And we're going to pow, pow, pow. This is what I'm seeing. This is the future.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on this, Lania?
Today's word of the day is indicated.
Right. Exactly. Indicated.
Today's word of the day is instigating. Yeah. This is the same man who is fighting Mickey Mouse.
Right. Right.
He is fighting Disneyland. The same man. He has an issue with Mickey Mouse in Disneyland. The same man. The same man. I hate to say it, but Disney might not even be in Florida no more. Like, for real.
That'd be a big hit to them.
Disney may be leaving Florida.
Maybe that's what needs to happen.
Maybe that's what needs to happen. Because Disney was an island to itself. That's where a majority of your revenue comes from.
Yep.
Because it's easier to get to Florida than it's easier to get to California, or where's the other Disneyland in Europe?
So let me ask this question, since you brought Disney into it. Are they still, do they still get to keep their sovereignness? Like, will someone be able to take a gun to Disney World?
So I think they're still fighting, like, you know, with him in regards to that. And I really think that Disney, what's in Florida? Disney World?
World.
Disney World.
I really think that Disney World is not going to be in Florida anymore. Like, I really do. Like, like, I see that happening because of this man.
Yeah.
And what else are you going to have in Florida besides as a, that's a major attraction? Because everything that's associated with Disney is gone with Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And they can go anywhere in the world.
Right.
They already have an island. They already have an island.
They already have an island. They can go anywhere in the world and bring in that revenue, honey.
Yeah.
So I, the fact that this is what you're met, like the things that you're doing, it makes you scratch your head. And it's like you're harboring indicated fugitives, like you're fighting with Mickey Mouse, you're opening up the Wild Wild West officially.
Mm-hmm.
Literally getting rid of books, erasing history,
banning books.
Especially if there's anything relating to the truth behind what happened in this country.
Yeah.
Like you're,
and apparently someone can't be in some type of form of drag in any radius to a child. Mm-mm. Or it's going to be a charge.
No. Oh, and you're going back. So I think Florida is one of the few states where if you are a felon, you still can vote. And you're changing that back to where felons can't. Because that's one of the few states where a felon can vote.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. You've done your time.
Right.
You've done your record. But you can still vote. Trying to nix that. Because you don't want them to get out of jail and not vote for you.
That's what it is.
You're physically arresting people who have done their time and sending the police to their home to disrupt their lives that they tried, that they fought to get back.
Right. Yeah.
Because of what? Some self...
Well, let's talk about Trump real quick. You know, he is the first president, twice impeached, one-term president who has been indicted.
Indicated,
yeah, he said indicated. So former President Trump, he's arrived in New York a day before he's expected to turn himself into law enforcement and face more than 30 criminal charges in Manhattan court following last week's historic grand jury indictment. Trump's lawyers told New York judge Monday that they opposed the request by media outlets to broadcast Tuesday's arraignment. The judge said that he expects to issue a decision tonight. Several media outlets, including CNN, have also asked the judge to make the indictment public. Trump's legal team said that the former president will voluntarily surrender and will look to challenge every potential issue once the indictment is unsealed. Trump, who has vowed to continue his 2024 bid as the first current or former president in U.S. history who have faced criminal charges. The district attorney's office has been investigating Trump's alleged role in a hush money payment scheme involving adult film star Stormy Daniels that dates to 2016 presidential campaign election. And so, you know, he's used this in his favor. He's already raised $7 million. And it's small donors. So these are people who maybe don't have a whole lot of money, but they're coming together mm-hmm. and donating to him. I saw that when he was in his motorcade or riding through, he had their protesters waving and rooting them on. And but it was interesting about the Stormy Daniels situation. So there was a man, I guess he somehow found about it back like in 2010, 11 or whatever. And what happened was they were talking to her and they were trying to find someone who worked in the sex industry to run for office as a joke. And so she said she could do it. And she said she could do it. And she told the story about some of the rich men she knows who could probably donate to her. And that's how she brought up Trump, how mm-hmm. she knew him then. And so that was a story in 2010, 11, never went anywhere, you know, because she wasn't trying to like get him in trouble. She was just saying. And then it came out right before he announced that he was running for president. And so that's where he allegedly had Michael Cohen, his attorney at the time, paid for the hush payment so it wouldn't hit the press. And so that's what all this is about. But they're saying that, you know, he has several other cases against him. Some were saying that this may have not been as big to go first, but, you know, the Republicans are trying to say this is all politicized, and they're saying that it's not politicized because if it was, Georgia, New York, they'll all be doing it at the same time, and they're not trying to do right. it, so they're doing it as the information comes.
They want him separately.
Right, exactly. So what are your thoughts just briefly on this indictment? Because what they're saying is Trump is someone who he's never really gotten in trouble for anything he's done in his life, and that he always gets away with things, but this is the one time he can't control what happens, this court proceeding. And he's not been smart because he's been on his social media bashing the attorney, the district attorney, and the judge that's going to be trying his case. So what are your thoughts on all of this? Do you think he's finally going to be held accountable for what he's done? Let anyone take it.
Sum it up, because we talked about this earlier. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I think Chike will be able to sum this up because we talked about this earlier. So I think his summation will cover my feelings and my thoughts.
Okay. Chike, take it away.
So this guy has been doing criminal acts since the 70s, right? Yeah. It started out with him and his father. And I listen to his niece a lot, Mary Trump, because she is a clinical professional and she pretty much knows what she's talking about. And she happens to be his family member. She
grew can't up stand with, him.
Can't stand him. he is out of touch with reality because he's never had to face this type of reality before.
Yeah,
he's always had long money and able to either buy his way out of stuff or
prolong
it. When it came to the legal system, prolong it to the point where he could slide out of it. With him being or him inserting himself into the political arena, he exposed himself to different types of law, right? Yeah. He wasn't prepared for that. Mm-hmm. So now that his house of cards is falling down all around him, he doesn't know how to really deal because it's a different type of animal.
Yeah.
I told Linnea something earlier that it was something private for me, but I'm going to share. There's a little small infinitesimal part of me that really wants everything to fall in his favor as it relates to him still being able to do what he's able to do, because I'm mad at the government and I'm mad at the powers that be for allowing this to go on for so long that it got to this point and we are here and they're worried about, oh, the country can't take it. Oh, if we prosecute him, it's going to do horrible things to our country. Well, you beating Black people with nightsticks did horrible things to the country. You're yep. doing nothing about that. Children are being shot in school. You're doing nothing about that. But now that this man is about to go to jail, possibly because he committed crimes, now it's bad for the country.
Right.
Listen, you're about to get me riled up. I don't want to start cussing and stuff, but it's not funny. It's actually quite sad. And you allow this one man who's not even educated. He's not an educated man. And he has taken America to its knees.
Yeah.
He has all of you walking around scared to prosecute and scared to do things to him because he may summon a mob. Or you're scared that his followers are going to do this. America, you're acting like a punk.
Yeah.
You're acting like a punk. Handle him like you would do anyone else.
And right. I know you handle black people.
Right. Right.
And I'm going to shut up on that.
Well, you know, in the Republican Party, like the elected officials, most of them are joining the line, jumping the line with them, saying, you know, that this is wrong. Same thing, it's not good for the country. Even Ron DeSantis, who Trump has been bashing, he's defending Trump. And so there's this one gentleman, I he's a governor. He's the only one that said that he thinks that Trump should step out of the race, and he's actually made his bid for presidential campaign. He said because it's too much that goes on with Trump and is distracting the country. But it's rare that anyone's speaking out. Lindsey Graham was the day of they announced that the grand jury had voted. He was almost in tears, crying on Fox News. Cussing and swearing. I mean,
need to go sit down somewhere.
A little history lesson. When Nixon got to this point,
yeah,
they kind of used the pardon situation versus him retiring. Right, that was his get out of jail free card. If you resign, then we can go ahead and do this pardon. Then all is even.
Mm-hmm.
And that was controversial because a lot of people didn't want him to be pardoned. They wanted him to pay for his crimes.
Yeah.
I would hope that Uncle Biden would never pardon him because of the crimes that he committed to this country. However, that is still a bargaining chip that he could use to just walk away and all is forgiven. I don't want to go to jail and I'm going to step away, but you did commit these crimes. People got hurt because of you. A woman died following you.
Yeah.
The same dude that told people to drink bleach.
Yeah.
And here is a governor of that crazy state, because now you're the representative of the state. Sorry, Florida people, but y'all crazy because your governor's crazy.
Yep.
He's saying that he's not going to extradite him if he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
So what does that exactly look like? So he's going to be down in Florida in his fortress, protected by Secret Service, which belongs to the government, and you're going to protect him.
Mm-hmm.
So you're harboring a criminal.
Because they get that for life, am I correct?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
For life.
Them,
what family. Does that look like? This is insane. What does that look like?
Mm.
The sad thing is, I don't know if like people at Fox News, for example, and you know, they've allowed Fox News to be Trump's sounding board. Behind the scenes, they can't stand them. They think
they're already in trouble. They're in trouble themselves. Right.
But the fact that you can go out there, Tucker Carlson included, and praise them, you know, this is a witch hunt. This is this, but behind closed doors, you're saying, I don't even like him. Tucker Carlson, I don't even like him. Text messages. I hate Trump. So it's just like, you sold your soul. You have sold your soul.
Look at the real quick before we move on to the next. Look at the dichotomy of this. You want to persecute and put charges on someone who wants to give someone a bottle of water that's in line to vote. But this man asks people to storm the Capitol, and you want to do nothing.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Nothing.
Even Mike Pence, they interviewed him last week, the day that this was announced. And he still walks that fine line with Trump. Boy, you know, he doesn't think that this is the right thing to do. You know, he's been Georgia, I think he has to testify. He has to, Supreme Court said he had to testify. And he hasn't decided if he's going to try to fight that. But this man almost got you killed. Hang my
but Steven, everybody has their eye on the precious. Everybody yeah. wants the precious. Yep. They want to sit in that office at that desk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Well, we're definitely see what happens this week. And the other cases he has against them. But as always, Linnea, thank you for a wonderful Hot Topics. Cheeky Owl, we'll see you in movie reviews. And when we come back, Zen City, right back after this.
Text you late night when you laying down. Phone start ringing, you don't hear a sound. I've been working all day. I know you working all night. I hope it's not too late. Yeah. I'ma call you anyway, hoping that you still awake. Yeah. I've been thinking about you every day. Text you late night when you laying down. Phone start ringing, you don't hear a sound. I've been working all day. Know you're working all night. I hope it's not too late. Yeah. But I'ma call you anyway, hoping that you're still awake. Yeah. I've been thinking about you every day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Too late. Too late. Baby, am I too late? Yeah. Baby, am I too late? Yeah, yeah.
Baby, am I too late?
Am I too late?
To touch you on your very place. Baby, am I too late?
Tell me.
Can we pick another day? Can we pick another night?
Yeah.
Maybe on a Tuesday. Too late. Every part of your body is like a premonition. You give me chills and goosebumps. Your beauty a killer, I tell her to do some. Yeah. Attraction for me is beyond sex. Whole nother level for me is beyond next. And if I'm being honest, expression affection just feels odd.
You call me pet names, the pumpkin, the cutie pie. But this hot girl summer got me more icy. I can't trust no one, it's no. Not likely. No, it's not likely. Yeah, but I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I'm trying.
Beautiful for my soul. Let's lose our minds and our clothes. It's hard to fuck with these hoes, cause no one knows what you know. Out of body experience. Love your mind and your body is serious. Oh, yeah. Can't even say I love you back, but I got your back. My heart is cracked, so hard for me to act on it. I gave this bitch my heart before she turned her back on it. XX, heart eat it, she gonna snack on it. Girl turn around and let a nigga smack on it. Girl saying I hear the past, they smoking that crack. Cause my shorty get passenger and she gon' ride like a drive-by. No mask in her, I'm trying to fuck till you cry up your mascara. I want your beauty and your beast, I want the whole thing, every single last piece. I don't wanna keep you home, but I don't want you to sleep alone. I don't wanna eat alone, why not bring a friend along? Text you late night when you laying down. Phone start ringing, you don't hear a sound. I've been working all day. I know you working all night. I hope it's not too late. Yeah. I'ma call you anyway, hoping that you're still awake. Yeah. I've been thinking about you every day. Text you late night when you laying down. Phone start ringing, you don't hear a sound. I've been working all day. Know you're working all night. I hope it's not too late. Yeah. But I'ma call you anyway, hoping that you're still awake. Yeah. I've been thinking about you every day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, too late. Too late. Baby, am I too late? Yeah. Baby, am I too late? Yeah. Yeah.
bombs away. You about to blow it? Man, I'm too nice to these hitters. That's over, yeah, finito. I suggest you reconsider. Man, what's wrong with these people? Don't make me reach for the trigger. Be careful, cause it's lethal. We the same out of your figure. Oh, nah, nah, we not equal. From way back when I've been a problem.
What's going on, everybody? It's me, Will Downing. Yeah, listen, I got some new music out, and we're going to talk about it on the Stephen Knight Show.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Our next guest is a talented R&B duo who they were scouted and put together by industry vet Najison Davis, who is a friend of the show. They recently released their single, Can We Talk, and have another single, Waiting, dropping next week. Please help me welcome the talented Zen City. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, my boy. How you feeling?
I'm good. Listen, I told you I was reading up on y'all. I'm very excited to talk to you. I'm going to start with you, Devante. Now, you're from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, correct? And yes. You're in a former boy band that was signed to L.A. Reid, and you have toured and opened up for Trey Songz, Tank, Jaquez, Lucky Day. The list goes on.
Tell us
a little bit about how that experience got you prepared to be part of Zen City.
I feel like I got blessed to be able to do a lot of things, meet a lot of different people. So I feel like it's all helping with where we at right now, you know, pushing through, because I learned a lot in that process. And I feel like it's helping me be able to move better in the current situation that I'm in.
Absolutely. And what were some of your highlights? You give us like a couple highlights, like from, you know, your days of opening up and touring and that kind of thing.
I got to work with The Dream.
Yeah.
I got to work with Hitmaker. Yeah. Some other things. I got to sing for Brandy. Cardi B has reposted some of my stuff. Teyana Taylor, Kanye West.
Oh yeah.
Like, it was a lot of things going on.
I can believe it. And Tyrese, now you're from Sumter, South Carolina. I know two people from Sumter, South Carolina. So when I read that, I was like, okay, that's dope. And you got discovered on TikTok, which, you know, I mean, people are blowing up on TikTok. 500,000 followers. And you caught the attention of many celebrities yourself and gone viral several times. How is that? You know, it's a different type of success, but how has that prepared you for to be part of Zen City?
I'm really just trying to bring everything that I do on social media as far as entertainment, singing. I just try to bring that into, you know, the music life reality, mm-hmm. be more out with myself.
Yeah.
To get familiar with the camera and other things. So it's pretty good.
So, you know, like I said, a lot of people, they found fame, they found, notoriety on TikTok, social media. When you start putting up content and starting getting discovered and going viral, were you surprised by it, or what was your reaction initially?
Come on, first time?
Yeah.
Yeah, first time I was definitely surprised. I was surprised about maybe 5 to 10 videos of my first videos.
Yeah.
After that, I just got used to it. But yeah, I said, this definitely what I was do. Excited. Yeah. I definitely was excited.
That's what's up. So tell me how you all came together. How does Zen City come together?
Well, my manager, the JCI, he introduced me to Tay Devontae. And he put us together as a group. So I was interested. He started talking about, you know, what he did and the groups he made and how he was interested in myself. So he joined me with Tay.
And Devontae, what was your first impression when you met Tyrese?
I thought it was mad chill. I feel like Reese, me and Reese pretty much be on the same type of time. We stayed cool, you feel me? We ain't for the clout, so... We just here to make it happen, and right. I feel like he vibe with me well, because you don't vibe well with everybody.
You don't, especially when it comes to bringing talent together. You know what I mean? Bringing talent
for
together.
Sure.
So when you all start working together, was it a seamless process? Was it, you know, because I know you were both doing your own things. Was it like we had, okay, let's get to know each other, or let's like, you know, get our vibe together? Or was it like just seamless?
I feel like it works pretty good for how it's set up.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it could have worked any better. Because for one, he lives in, like he said, South Carolina. I would live in PA. So we're meeting in the middle. We coming down to Atlanta, and we really making it happen. But every time we get together, it's always very productive, but fun at the same time. You Absolutely. Know, we're able to have that balance of have fun, chill, go out. And do what we want to do, but at the same time, we make sure we get all our work done. Far as getting the content and studio and photo shoots. Reese could tell you about it.
Yeah. But yeah, I knew y'all were busy when y'all were out here last time in Atlanta. I know y'all got a lot done. What you say, Reese?
I said we just be putting that work in for real. We be late nights.
Exactly. So let's talk about the current single, Can We Talk? How did it come together? Tell me everything about it.
It was wrote for us. The song was written by Music Box, and we was interested in the song. So we was like, okay, yeah. And we started splitting each other parts. And there it was.
What about you, Devontae? How you describe the song?
We dropped it on Valentine's Day. Yep. I feel like it was a different type of record for us to drop on Valentine's Day, because, you know, typically everybody talking about like, oh, I love you, babe. But the song particularly is about like, just can we talk and get back to where we need to be and fix our current situation. But I feel like it's a great song. Like he said, it was written by Music Box. He's a dope writer, you know. Mm-hmm. He works with my manager, Jason. Yeah. So he's definitely part of the team. But yeah, like, it's a great record.
Absolutely. So when you all record, did y'all record together, or did you record in different parts? You know, now with technology, you don't got to be in the same studio. How'd y'all do?
We always together. We meet up at the studio, and we might be in that joint for 10 hours, but we get it done.
Absolutely. So what is it that you all want to bring to the industry? I know, again, you all have done things individually and in your own right, but what do you all want to bring? What is Zen City going to bring to the industry, to music, today's music, that's just going to set you all, you know, on your own path?
You want to answer?
It don't matter. I just feel like we could bring... Of course, you know, R&B, soul. We like, I feel like we right now we're touching a little bit of each genre of music. So, but I really hope, well, we're going to focus on R&B type, I guess, with the music type. But so you can go ahead, because I'm losing track of my brain. I'm losing train of my thought.
But in my opinion, I feel like we're just going to bring great music, you know,
yeah.
Bring a vibe to everybody, make sure that they like what we're putting out. Because like you said, like the core of what we do is really R&B. Like Reese, the reason we was able to be together was because Reese can really sing and because I could really sing.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's going to be our biggest push, like to everybody's like, yo, these two boys can really sing.
And I know, again, you all have done your own thing, but what have you learned under your new management?
I've been managed by him for 10 or 11 years.
Oh, okay.
So you can ask that to Reese.
All right, Reese. What have you learned?
About my new manager? Like,
yeah, what have you learned from him, or how's he impacted your career?
Oh, he's impacted me a lot, actually, in many different ways. I know I'm not going to be able to touch all the points, but like,
yeah.
I still want to learn about more things in the music industry because, you know, absolutely. I'm all new to this.
Yeah.
So, but he's giving me knowledge about that. Each time we speak, it's knowledge about the music industry. Being consistent, like he always stays on top of me about being consistent.
Right.
Posting content, just being consistent, period, with a lot of things. So, he really he has a big impact on my life right now.
Absolutely. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. So let's talk about the new singles coming out in April, Waiting.
What can we expect? Well, this song right here is basically just a little different vibe from Can We Talk. It's more lovey-dovey, you know, boot up type of thing, but pretty much the song is called Waiting, and the main premise of the song is don't keep me waiting, and you know what I want, yeah. Pretty much, to make say a lot with a little.
Ladies, yeah. Better get ready. All right. And Reese, why was this the second single? Why did you all decide to move forward with this the second single?
Why did we decide to move on to the second single?
To pick Waiting as the second single, more so.
Like, why did we choose that song?
He said, why we picked that song.
Oh, pick that song? I don't know. Once I heard the, what's it called? The
demo?
Can We Talk?
Yeah, the demo type. I feel like we could have changed it and made it into our own. So it was pretty dope.
So something, once you heard it, you were like, oh, we can do this. We got this.
Yeah, we can
put
do
our flavor on it. Yeah. I got that. Now, I've heard you all been dropping covers or working on some covers. What's going on with that?
Yeah, we got more covers out than we got music out.
Yeah, original music. Yeah.
Yeah, we trying to push covers. Like I'm assuming, like every couple weeks, yeah. You know, we talk about really a bunch of content. Like that's why we go to Atlanta, and every time we're in Atlanta, like if we in there for 3 days. Then 3 days we recording. Or if we, but yeah, as far as the covers, we're gonna keep putting them out. That's probably one of our main things as well, is definitely making sure we touch the covers, because that's how you get exposure and absolutely. That's how you gain fans.
Absolutely. And what are some of the favorite ones you've done so far?
Which one you like?
I like, let me see, the Coco Jones. I think our mashups, out of all our mashups, I would say. The ICU and what's the other one? ICU by Coco Jones. Something, I think a Chris Brown song. I forgot what's the other mix.
The first one we did? The first cover we did?
The first cover we did.
My two favorite covers we did is the ICU joint. We just did a cover to Jasmine Sullivan and her Girl Like Me. I like that one too.
Okay. Yeah, we got to check those out for sure. For sure. So we know we got the new single coming out, Waiting. What's next for you all?
I think we got another song coming in.
Yeah, we got a couple of records. So pretty much we just building up our catalog, making sure we got stuff ready for when the time comes. We just building up our fan base. More or less putting out more content for you guys to like
social media and stuff to make sure everybody gets to know us as a group, because like people know Reese, people know me, but we want more people to know us together as Zen City. So we just building that chemistry, going live and different stuff like that, and singing to the fans as much as we can.
Well, as a group. And what do you want to know? What do you want the fans and listeners, supporters to know about Zen City?
Just know that we some chill singing individuals. We some real. We just a vibe over here. You feel me? That's what I want them to.
I'm with them. Shoot, we is chill. I mean, we bring. Vocals,
the talent.
Yeah, we got nothing but talent to show off. So I mean, I feel like when me and Tay together, the more chemistry we build with each other and learning how to, you know, stay on a certain key with each other, I feel like people gonna really vibe us and catch our drift for real.
That's dope. Well, I know y'all's Instagram is Zen City Official. Is that correct?
Officially.
Officially, Zen City officially. What is Devontae? What is your Instagram?
My name is Devontae on Instagram with two T's, BEVONTTAE.
What about you, Reese?
Mine is Reese for show. That's REECE, and then for show. It's on all platforms.
The single is Can We Talk? It's available wherever you download your music, buy your music, support these artists, the talented artists. And the new single, Waiting, will be out later this month. For more information on Zen City, go to our website, thestephenknightshow.com. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Talk Moving slow, I'm 45. Yeah, we catching vibes. Hit my line, Roger Clementine. Sweet like lemon lime. Put in work, put in time. Tryna to ignore the sign. What's your sign? What's your type? You like boats, you like flights. I just wanna know, yeah. Let me hold ya. She like Henny with the cola. So rockin' soda. Southwest LA, Texas soldier. When she shows up, yeah, my baby, she shuts it down. She's so 90s, getting juicy. It's a late night rendezvous. I can't choose between the two. My baby got the juice. She got the juice. She got the juice. Drip, drip. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Got the dip with the sauce. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Shawty, shawty, hella saucy. Drip, drip with the sauce. Shawty, shawty, hella sauce. Shawty, shawty, freaking awesome. Porsche truck, she in a Beamer. She switching lane, I'm trying to keep up. COC, I'm trying to creep up. De Leon, tequila. She bitty bomb like Selena. She go for whatever she wants. Fourth down with no pawn. It's a sticky situation. This is Californication. You make it hard for celebration.
Welcome back to the Steve and Knight Show. Adam, back. How was your birthday? How was the trip?
Oh, it was wonderful, Steven. We went to Miami Beach for the weekend, a long weekend. And yeah, weather was great. No troubles and had a great time. So I miss it already.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the big 4-0?
Yep. Wow. I know. Some would think it's a big 2-0, but that would not be correct.
All right. Well, listen, happy belated birthday, and I'll let you all take away movie views.
Sure thing. So I saw the big movie for the weekend, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. And this movie, you've probably seen a lot of trailers for, seen a lot of marketing for it, but it's a fantasy heist action comedy film starring Chris Pine, Michelle Rodriguez, Reggie John Page, Hugh Grant and a few other, Justice Smith and a few others, and it's really an adventure movie that takes place in this like Dungeons and Dragons universe. But really, you just need to know that it's a fantasy world, and what they need to do is they have to go on an adventure to help save Chris Pine's daughter. And I don't think any of that's a spoiler. I think it's all in the trailer. But this movie was very reminiscent of Guardians of the Galaxy feel. So you have your action, you have your funny moments, you have your serious moments, you have kind of the camaraderie or of the team working together, and really everyone did a great job. I thought this was a fun movie, a lot of good moments in it, a lot of good comedy, a lot of good action. Like, I don't know. I really liked it. Highly recommended if you're looking for a fun movie. This is way different from the Dungeons and Dragons movie from like 20 years ago with Marlon Wayans. This was actually thought of with a plot. If you don't know anything about Dungeons and Dragons, again, you're not going to worry because they do a good job of kind of keeping the pacing and keeping within the world that doesn't like confuse you about what the locations are or what the people do. It's pretty much well explained. So highly recommend if you're looking for kind of a fun movie. And I feel like this movie is really kicking off the beginning of the post-Oscar, post-award season year with more of these fun type of movies.
I'm actually pretty surprised. You know, I remember Dungeons and Dragons was when I was a kid, and we took that pretty serious. You know, it wasn't a comedy. You know, that was pretty serious business. So the fact that they made it, you know, kind of comedic, I don't know. I was kind of looking at it sideways.
Yeah, I think they went that Guardians of the Galaxy route because they knew what would kind of work, and to get the biggest audience, kind of throwing in that was the way to go.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope, that was pretty much it.
Okay. I saw an indie film. It's called The Devil Conspiracy, and it's pretty much about a large biotech company that actually creates tech to get the DNA of prominent leaders and prominent people from history, and they actually get a hold of the Shroud of Jesus with the attempts to get Jesus's DNA off the shroud. And a Satanist cult group plots to steal the shroud so they can do it and give the shroud to Satan as an offering. And the angel, Archangel Michael, comes down and he saves the day, so to speak, and there's an epic battle of good and evil. So it was pretty interesting. I enjoyed the premise. It was something original that I haven't seen before. You know, I live for that. And the fact that it was independent, it was kind of under the radar, something to check out. I thought it was pretty good. The fight scenes were pretty good. The special effects were okay. I wasn't mad at it. So yeah, check that out.
Sounds like a fun premise.
Yeah. What I've been asking for. You know how many times I beg and I ask for new stories? Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
Nice, nice. Anything come down the pipeline?
Well, another thing you've probably seen a lot of ads for is that Super Mario Brothers movie. You know, I didn't watch the trailer until probably a few weeks ago, and it was also during the Dungeons and Dragons movie, but it looks like a fun romp. Again, it's not the Super Mario Brothers movie from 30 years ago with Bob Hoskins and John Leguizamo, but it seems like, again, a fun adventure-ish movie that's lighthearted enough.
Mm-hmm. I saw the trailer for Blue Beetle today. That's something that I definitely will be checking out. That's part of the DC universe. Blue Beetle's one of the... actually, he does become one of the Teen Titans. So this will be one of the first ones to have a standalone movie, I believe. Nice. Yeah, because I don't think any of the other sub-characters have a movie yet. So this will be the first movie for a sub-character in the DC universe having a movie, standalone movie. I think Flash comes out before this, and then Blue Beetle comes out the next month.
Nice. I haven't seen the trailer for this Air movie, but is anyone interested in it? I mean, I don't know. It seems...
What movie is this?
This is the Michael Jordan movie, the Air Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've seen the trailer for it.
I saw the trailer too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I'm not like jumping to see sports movies in general, but yeah, I don't know. It seems like.
I mean, I would jump to see a sports movie, but it's about a sneaker. It's about a brand.
Yeah, it's about the shoe, the launch of. But
the George Foreman movie looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw commercials for that. But he handpicked Viola Davis to be his mother for the movie.
Mm.
Yeah, I love Viola Davis. So yeah, I would see that though. I would see that.
Okay.
And Mark Wahlberg in there as well.
Probably.
I think he's in
it. I know it's Ben Affleck for sure.
Yeah, he's in there too. Yeah, I saw the trailer. But it was interesting. Someone was asking me, how come they're not showing who's playing Michael Jordan? Because it's not about Michael Jordan. It's about his shoe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you see a tall, bald-headed man walking, but they don't, at least in the trailer, they didn't show his face. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let's not worry about the actual athlete. Let's just focus on the shoe.
It's about the branding of the shoe.
I will admit.
There was a funny thing. I forgot what movie I went to go see when I saw the trailer. And one of the characters said, yeah, I think we should call it Air Jordan. He said, it'll grow on me. And someone in the audience, it sure hell did.
Oh, yes. Yeah, you've done this routine before, Stephen, but we like it.
Well, it's true.
No, I like it. No, I agree. But yeah, we heard this last time.
Anyway. Well, anything else, guys?
That's it for me.
All right. Well, thank you for always letting us spend our time and money on what not to. And we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
Right back after this.
PA Dre shit.
Yeah. Just that soulful shit I be talking about, bro.
Facts.
PA Dre, what up? Let's get to it. Look. I'm out west yelling Jersey like I'm close to home. Was on the block like Moses, this ain't Post Malone. We quoting poems that we never had to plagiarize. Stepping to Goliath till I bring him down to David's size. A shaking fries a complimented if you talking beef. Penny per thought is even less when your talk is cheap. These subtleties are befuddled, nigga walk with me. Even when I got the pen sealed, they won't sharpen me. They telling tales like these shits are really cautionary. The flow water, but really I be off you fairies. Nothing's arbitrary, I put that on my mama's soul. I'm a man before my sisters play my mama's role. And I'm Nicole, so don't stress where that diamond is. Watching me maneuver like I'm a Sean with the Heimlich is. King of my city if you ask, but they saying them. The mayor trying to give me the keys that I gave to him. I played it with and told Lee I'm talking honest. Plus I got a few bucks like I'm Middleton and Giannis. The road was turbulent, I knew it'd be a little bumpy. I ain't Johnson, but this rap shit got me living comfy. I get it monthly, like, what you end the sentence with? Rap niggas is goofy, they always on some friendly shit. But turn your back and like honor, yeah, they been a dick. Fuck them though, let's appreciate this penmanship. Let's appreciate this penmanship.
Yeah, talk to him.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. One time for all of the soldiers who never folded and did what they were supposed to do. It's only a chosen few that I can show devotion to. It's hard not getting emotional, cause you stayed solid despite everything you was going through. Was the definition to show and prove. Can't believe you're gone, but I know it's true. So I sing your song in a vocal booth. I wanna be close to you, so I pour out some liquor in the cracks of the concrete where the roses bloom. You was my ace since the playground. Dreamt of running this rap shit, giving the industry a shakedown. Standing at your grave mound, feeling guilty cause shit's starting to shake now. This ain't at all I was supposed to play out. Just know your memory is well protected. Rarely aggressive, but when it comes to the similes, I'm well respected. Pouring my soul through a pencil tip. If you listening, then I hope you appreciating the penmanship. Yeah. My soul through a pencil tip. If you listening, then I hope you appreciating the penmanship.
PC, what up? Let's appreciate this penmanship.
Peace, world. This is the Love King of R&B, Raheem Devon, and you know what it is. Telling you to check out the Stephen Knight Show. Keep it locked right here. And also, listen to my new single, Mr. Midnight, and enjoy the new album, What a Time to Be in Love, available on all digital platforms now.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. Now it's time to highlight our Black-owned business. We have Atlanta Influences Everything. That's the name of the company. It's a clothing line and ATL merchandise. So show off your hometown pride with some swag from Atlanta Influences Everything. Starting as a creative consultancy, the local brand has become a movement. Celebrities like Carrie Hilson, Gucci Mane, Candy Burris, and Jermaine Dupri have been spotted rocking their awesome selection of clothes, accessories, and more. There'll be a link in the bottom of this video. I want to shout out to Zen City for joining us tonight. Hope you have a great week, and we'll see you again next Monday. Good night.
Tonight is all eyes on me. Everything's gonna be alright. And when we get there, I'ma see a pretty, pretty, pretty young thing. I'ma ask her to take my hand. Head to the floor.